Addressing the media after an official handover of office Monday, President Boko praised outgoing President Mokgweetsi Masisi for ensuring a seamless transfer of power. Boko's party, the Umbrella for Democratic Change, will form the next government.
Botswana today sends a message to the whole world and says, democracy is alive here. Democracy is in action. This is democracy in motion. This is democracy exemplified, sent as an abiding lesson to the whole world, to say to the African continent, it must happen, it can happen, and when it does, it's one of the most beautiful experiences that a country can go through.
Masisi's former ruling Botswana Democratic Party was soundly beaten, winning only 4 out of 61 National Assembly seats. Analysts blamed mounting economic grievances, particularly among young people, for the party's downfall. The former president says he had a duty to ensure that the first change of government since 1966 was seamless.
I knew I had a responsibility to make sure that we set a standard, because we've never had a change of government, as in a different party taking over in this country. So the onerousness of the responsibility on me was massive, and I had to lead.
Masisi, who served only one out of a possible 2-5 terms, says he will not run for political office again. Pius Pigo at the Institute of Security Studies in Pretoria says the smooth transition in Botswana was expected.
And the fact that we've had an expedited and smooth transfer of power should really surprise no one given Botswana's pedigree. Of course, there are many lessons for the region where such reflections of pluralism are largely absent. So one hopes that there will be lessons learned.
Pigo says Botswana has always been a shining example of democracy in the region, backed by independent public institutions.
Notwithstanding the fact that Botswana has been ruled by one party for almost 6 decades until this recent election, it has nevertheless been held out as an example of good democratic practice, strong independent institutions, for the most part, in the Southern Africa region. There have been some concerns of late about compromise in those institutions, corruption and so forth, under the Masisi administration. But I think, by and large, what this election has showed is that the institutions have held firm.
Masisi maintains his hands are clean and will avail himself if he's called to answer for any supposed deviances while in office. Kondisi Dube for VOA News, Habroni, Botswana.
Botswana today sends a message to the whole world and says, democracy is alive here. Democracy is in action. This is democracy in motion. This is democracy exemplified, sent as an abiding lesson to the whole world, to say to the African continent, it must happen, it can happen, and when it does, it's one of the most beautiful experiences that a country can go through.
I knew I had a responsibility to make sure that we set a standard, because we've never had a change of government, as in a different party taking over in this country. So the onerousness of the responsibility on me was massive, and I had to lead.
And the fact that we've had an expedited and smooth transfer of power should really surprise no one given Botswana's pedigree. Of course, there are many lessons for the region where such reflections of pluralism are largely absent. So one hopes that there will be lessons learned. Notwithstanding the fact that Botswana has been ruled by one party for almost 6 decades until this recent election, it has nevertheless been held out as an example of good democratic practice, strong independent institutions, for the most part, in the Southern Africa region. There have been some concerns of late about compromise in those institutions, corruption and so forth, under the Masisi administration. But I think by and large what this election has showed is that the institutions have held firm.